You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito coming to you from Island Community Church. God bless you. Happy Tuesday to you. Thanks for spending 30 minutes of your Tuesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in Revelation chapter 12, and this is the sermon I just preached just this past Sunday at Island. We're going through the book of Revelation verse by verse. We're taking some little breaks here and there to break it up occasionally, but we're back at it again this week. This week, we're going to see Satan thrown out of heaven. We're also going to see a war up in heaven. We're also going to see what the devil does in his spare time. And it's a frightening look. It's the only time the devil tells the truth. The only time he tells the truth is when he stands before God and convicts him, or accuses me of my sins before God. That's the only time Satan doesn't have to lie, when he reminds God of my sins. But praise God, that's not the end of the story. We're going to read and hear in this sermon as well how to overcome, how they overcome, how you and I are to overcome. There's three things we need to do to overcome the enemy. So that's what we're looking at here. That's the sermon. This will play today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, Wednesday night, we're in the book of Romans. My associate pastor, Darren Solana, is teaching that. That will be tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. We've just started. We're still early on in chapter 1. We would love to see you. You are invited. 6 o'clock. We're at 1000 North Bonetta River Drive, Merritt Island. You can watch it live on Facebook if you're not in the area, or if you're unable to make it. The Facebook feed will turn on live right at 6 o'clock as well. So, okay, here's part one of this message now. Revelation chapter 12, and here comes the devil. Now, we're in chapter 12 this morning in the book of Revelation. We left off about 3 weeks ago at the end of chapter 11 at the last trumpet. But before we get to the last trumpet, let's pray. Lord, we praise you in your house here today. Speak to us now through your word. We listen for your voice. We pray your word back to you, that you who has begun this good work in us will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And we pray in his name here now this morning. Lead us and guide us now. Amen. Now, I said we left off in chapter 11. Well, we left off looking at the last trumpet here in this book, where John was told, in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, that the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophets. That was chapter 10, verse 7. So, but at the last trumpet, like he says, at the last trumpet, the mystery of God will be finished. So, it's all over at the last trumpet. We read that the Bible says that the gathering together of the elect will be at the last trumpet. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Take it up with him. Now the Lord himself said in Matthew 24:29, he says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven. And the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then the sign, catch that word sign, then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. Then all the tribes of the earth will wail.
when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. Boop, 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 boop. And he will gather together, episunagoge, where the word synagogue comes from, a gathering, where they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. All right, now speaking of the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, let's start chapter 12 here this morning. Revelation chapter 12, if you guys like to turn there. Well, imagine witnessing that scene in your lifetime. But then again, I guarantee you will witness it. You'll either witness it from either up there, or you'll witness it from down here. Revelation chapter 12. Now, a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. So there's the moon, sun, moon, and the stars again. Remember what we've learned. Understand the symbol and you'll understand the book. Understand the symbol and you'll understand the book. I'm going to help you guys understand this chapter today. Is that okay? This is easy to understand, I promise, as we get through this. Understand the symbol and you'll understand the book. So the woman, like if it's a math equation, the woman equals Israel. The woman equals Israel. The garland of 12 stars is the 12 sons of Jacob, the backbone of Israel, and representing Israel. That is the 12 tribes of Israel. Israel is another name for Jacob. Remember, he wrestled with the angel. His name was Jacob, and he changed his name, and he touched him on his hip, and then he walked around with a limp, and he says, your name, from now on, your name is Israel. That's all you need to understand from this, is the woman is Israel. The dragon is the devil. The child is the Christ child. Notice if you have a New King James Bible, you're going to see a capital C as we go through this. When you see child, maybe you say, man, I made a mistake on that. Why is that C capitalized? Because the translators are telling you this is deity. It's the Son of God, the Christ child. Now, in these first six verses, we're granted a glimpse into this incredible battle that's going on behind the scenes between good and evil. Or as they call it, you know, inside baseball, they call it. What's going on behind the scenes? Oh, there's more to this world than meets the eye, believe me. Now, back again from the top. Now, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and with the moon under her feet, and on her head was a garland of 12 stars. Then, being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 diadems on his head. Now, you'll hear that again when we get to chapter 13. 7 heads and 10 horns. So, all this really means is that the devil is ultimately the leader of the nations. So, the heads of state is the devil himself. All we got to do to understand that is look around. Turn on the TV. Look around. Having 7 heads and 10 horns, all that means is when you peel back the layers of this mask, Satan is the one that's in charge of these countries. You don't believe me? Turn on the news and look. Haven't you ever seen this guy's face contort and morph into this evil-looking monster? We'll move on here. Just know and understand who is the one pulling the strings in these world. How can you tell? Well, you can tell from how they how they respond to Israel is the number one way to tell.
What do you think about Israel? If you're not sure about the person, about a world leader, look and see how they respond to Israel. That's your go-to. When you peel back the layers, Satan is the one behind the scenes who is in charge. He controls every facet of existence here in the United States. Satan controls them. For instance, politics, entertainment, and education. Those three. If you're wondering if I'm just blowing hot air this morning, politics, entertainment, and education. That's what the Bible means when it tells you that there's a dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns. The heads means the rulers, these heads of state. Horn signifies power. That's all. That's all you need to take from this. That's all you need to take from this was when you turn on your television and you see the President of the United States of America, know and understand that Satan is the one. It's just like that movie, Men in Black. You ever see that movie? With that mailman and the mailman's head opens up and there's some demon in there smoking a cigarette, filling up all these mail slots. He does a million slots in 5 seconds. Know and understand that's more true than you realize. There's more true than you realize. Verse 4. Now the Lord Jesus calls Satan, I think it's John chapter 12, verse 30, he calls him the ruler of this world. Verse 4. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child, capital C, as soon as it was born. All right, the stars of heaven equals the angels. Meaning, one third of all of the angels followed Satan when he rebelled against God. One third. One out of every three little cutesy-wootsy little angels that you see in all these nice little pictures, sweating a little drop of sweat, reaching out to stop a child from falling over a bridge. One out of three of them followed the devil when he fell. Some are locked up in hell. Some are under your bed. Sorry. Huh? Well, you've got the power and the authority over that. You've got your Bible. That's your only weapon is the Word of God. It's not a bat. It's not a gun. Your weapon is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God, Richie. God is for you. That's all. That is our weapon. So again, the stars of heaven are the angels. Now God said this one day to Job, Job 38:4. He says, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? That's Job 38:7. Now the Apostle John is telling us here that one third of the stars were swept out of heaven by this tail of the dragon. So again, verses 4 and 5 here. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman. Sounds like some sumo wrestler. Can you see him there? Oh, hulking like this. He's waiting. We see this on... So notice, please, again, how the book of Revelation is not going in order. Here you are, halfway through the book. You're looking at the birth of the Christ child. You're looking at a little inside baseball of what transpired behind the scenes when this creation brought forth the Son of Man. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. This is what happened behind the scenes. His tail drew a third of the stars that had, this is verse 4, threw them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman. So, Satan stood before Israel to devour her child, capital C, as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Make no mistake who that is. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. Boy, again, talk about Revelation not going in chronological order, huh? Here's the birth of the Christ child, chapter 12. We can see that play out through this evil King Herod, the so-called great, as he calls himself. Matthew chapter 2, verse 7, it says, then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, the magi, he determined from them at what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child, capital C. And when you have found him, bring back word to me so that I can come and worship him also. Yeah, my eye. Boy, the devil is a liar, isn't he? As an aside, have you ever noticed how stylish it is to be a liar today as a vocation? Seems like everyone's a liar. Everywhere you turn, it seems, people are lying. The Lord Jesus said this in John 8:44. He said, for those that vocation is lying, when you do this, when you practice this like a tuba or a medicine or a law, he says, you are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language. For he is a liar and the father of it. So I'd ask, who's your daddy this morning? Verse 5, she bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then the woman, then Israel, fled into the wilderness, is verse 6, where she had a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. There we go again with that number. We've been following that number all along. 1,260 days, 3.5 years. So Israel is going to take refuge somewhere, perhaps the city of Petra, which is across the Jordan River, for 3.5 years. Now, this note from my Life Application Study Bible. Wilderness represents a spiritual refuge and protection from Satan. John the Baptist lived in the wilderness before beginning his public ministry. After being tempted by Satan in the wilderness, the Lord Jesus had been ministered to by the angels. The Lord also withdrew to the wilderness with his disciples before returning to Jerusalem the last time. After the Apostle Paul was converted, he had gone into the wilderness before returning to begin his ministry. You know, sometimes we just need to get alone in our own wilderness where there is no cell phone coverage, where your iPad won't work and your phone won't ring. There's significant times in the Bible. Sometimes you just got to get away and be alone with God. This is a busy world. Sometimes you just got to get away and be alone with God. Turn all this stuff off and get alone with God. All right, next up here. Satan tossed out of heaven. I don't know whether to cheer or to say, whoa, mama. I guess it depends on where you reside at the time. If you're up there, you cheer. I can hear it now. Finally, we got rid of this guy, right? Or if you're down here, then it's, whoa, look out. Verse 7. It says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael, that's the archangel Michael, one of the few times you read about him in the Bible. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought on guard. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So that great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old. All right, now finally, in the 66th book of the Bible, it's telling you what it meant in the first book of the Bible. That's where you got to go when you say, I wonder who the serpent was. How in the world can a serpent talk, thus blah, blah, so on. He's finally here at the last book. He's helping you to see that that serpent in the garden was the devil. So that great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called Diabolos and Satanus. All right, now he's just giving it to you in both languages. Diabolos, Greek. Satanus, Hebrew. Satan means opposer. So that great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. And he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. All right, so we can see our interpretation was correct about the dragon's tail sweeping a third of the stars out of heaven. These are evil angels here. What a dreadful time to be on planet Earth. And don't tell me this has already happened. There'll be no mistaking it when the devil's kicked out of heaven and a third of every angel along with him. And you thought your neighbors were bad now. Also, this sheds new light on Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. I finally understand, at least I think I do this morning, where it says the sign of the sun, the moon, and it says that the stars will fall from heaven. And I always wondered, you know, how can that be? How can these stars a billion miles away fall on the earth? You see, maybe this is what he meant by that. The sun, the moon, and the stars, Jesus said, is a sign for you to know that his return is near. And the stars fallen maybe is not the stars of the sky, but it's this event that we're looking at right here. Verse 10. But again, first of all, look at what the devil does. In verse 9, it says he deceives the whole world. Now remember Pastor Paul's definition of being deceived. It's to think that something is something while something is actually something else. He deceives the whole world. People are going to be deceived to doing what they're going to do here at the end of the age. They're not going to do it just willy-nilly. They're going to be deceived to do it. People are going to be deceived to take the mark of the beast. They're going to think that something is something. Remember, the man of sin, which we're going to read next week, is that he sits. He doesn't sit as Yogi Bear. He sits as God. The Antichrist sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This man is going to get up and say to people, I am God. And John says he deceives those that dwell on the earth. That is good-natured people like your son or your daughter or your co-worker or your aunt or uncle or your friend and associate. Those that are going to have the unfortunate experience of being around to witness this, they're going to be deceived into doing what they're doing. Now verse 10. Revelation 13:8 also told us, it says, all who dwell on the earth, think about that. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. That's Antichrist, not Jesus. We're talking about the man of sin. All who dwell on the earth, that is all your friends that don't give a rip about religion,
all of the smirkers and agnosticators and the fools out there that say, oh, religion is just a crutch for weak people. All that dwell on the earth will worship him, comma, thank God, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. I just want you to see there's no option three here. There's no option three. You can't say, you can't abstain from this at the end of the age. Either you bow the knee and call him Lord, or you'll be deceived into falling for this. Not maybe willingly, you will be deceived. You're going to think that something is something, and something, oh boy, is actually something else. Taking the mark because the government told you that you need this in order to buy is you being deceived. So you say, what am I supposed to do? Remember that revelation God gave us? To him who overcomes, I will give him some of the hidden manna to eat, which no one knows about. You got to get out of the boat. Walk with God. Get out of the boat. Take that step. Once you do, here comes the porterhouse steak. Or for all you vegans, here comes the almond milk.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.